Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello, Jade. Hello, Martina.
Hello.
Hello, Amanda. Thank you for your help recently.
Good morning. You're quite welcome. I'm sorry that it took so long to get together.
No worries. Good to see you again.
So, hi. Oh, there are some people coming. So, hi, everybody. I guess we're still waiting for Kalila. Molly wrote in the chat that she can't be here today. Ah, there's Kalila. Hi.
Hello,
Welcome, our
everyone.
guest. We were wondering in the last meetings, what's your title? We said she is the PO of the POs. How do you call that position?
In Folio, they have a position called lead product owner, and that's what the I'm tip that's typically what the position that's the position title.
Okay.
Well, my first thought was in the circus arena, I think they call it a ringmaster. So we could call you the ringmaster. Kalila.
Oh, we'll see. We shall see.
My title at EBSCO is Principal Product Manager. So at home, I call myself the principal.
That's it.
In a joking way.
Yeah.
Only do that at home, but yeah.
Okay. So I guess everybody's here. And Susanne is taking notes today. Thank you very much. And we need a note taker for the next meeting. Does anyone want to take notes next meeting?
I can take notes at the next meeting. Says
Thank you.
Lola. Sure.
And I wanted to ask you if it's okay if we skip the January meeting and meet again in February, because I am not sure if I can make the meeting in January. Do you think we need the meeting in January?
I'm fine with skipping.
Okay.
I won't be there in February because I will be in Italy at the Winter Olympics.
That's
Oh,
nice.
nice.
As a volunteer.
Well, still,
Yeah.
that's still very cool.
Okay. But since
What is the date of the next meeting or the February meeting? Of course,
11th.
I. Okay.
I have to look and see. Well, I guess Lola volunteered, so.
Okay. So, since we have a guest today, I guess we will start with this part of our journey today. And unfortunately, Molly, who initiated this process, can't be here today. So, I have the honor to present our ideas to you. And Kalila sent me some ideas of that the POs had about our process, and we will discuss that also. So, does that work for you? Guess. So, the first idea. Do you see this document we created?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And so the first thing we discussed would be that the list of the POs should be always updated, and the question is there somebody in charge of that, or does any or everybody feels free to change this list? This would be kind of my question regarding this point.
So what I do is we have a product owner's Slack channel. It's private, but I mean anyone
Yeah.
can join. It's just that it was always private and I
Yeah.
never felt the need to change it.
Yeah.
So what I do is I actually schedule messages to remind POs to update that list. That's current process is to have the POs update the list from time to time. I'll take a look at it and see if there's things that don't seem accurate. But for the most part, that's the current process is just sending reminders to POs through the Slack channel to look at the list and update.
Okay, so I guess this point is kind of already done. It's existing. Maybe not everybody in our circle here did know at first this list existed, and then we put it on this list, and we kind of had these questions. So, but now we know it should be updated.
It
Yeah.
is. And then as a backup is the Teams modules responsibility page. It's a very, if you've been on that page, it's there's a lot going on that page, but it does show the PO that is associated with the module. And so if there's a specific question about a module or something like that, or you could also, as an alternative, look at that page too, and I'll send a link to that as well. But it does have the it does list the product owner that is assigned. So I don't think of the two pages as redundant. I think one is a lot simpler to review versus another. But if you really need some details, the link that I'm sharing in chat is is another page that folks can go to. It should be consistent, should be one to one. It's probably another page to have as a part of your list.
Okay. Susanne, did you write this down? Because
Yep.
Yeah, because I can't open both. I could open both documents, but I can't read them still.
I have it.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, and the other idea is that we kind of should establish that there is the option for a pre-release meeting between documentation specialists and the POs. We realized that this is happening already. People have asked in the past and then they met. And maybe we could put this on another level so that people know there is this option to ask.
I think this is good, and I think building out like aligning on m more engagement between POs and this group is really important. Whether especially one-on-one with the person writing the documentation and the PO of a given area. So, I think if we want to formalize it, I think we should. I think there should be some meeting between the document in like to talk. And I mean, I don't know if it necessarily needs to be both groups meeting. I think what you're
Yeah,
referring to is one
one on,
PO one-on-one. I know I've with Emma with the with the e-holding stuff, she'll send me an email, and that's for e-holdings, that's probably enough, but for others, especially those working in like QuickMark or some of the acquisition stuff, I can't imagine not having a meeting beforehand. But prior to Bugfest to make sure folks are aligned. So I think it's a great idea. I guess the question is this something? Is there's an expectation that the POs initiate, or would the expectation that the documentation specialists initiate that meeting?
I guess the documentation specialist should initiate it when he feels the need for it, but I'm glad to hear any other ideas how the, because I'm not documenting myself. Usually you initiated it, right?
I haven't been on this working group very long, but
Yeah.
I had assumed that we would be the ones reaching
Yeah.
out to the PO,
Yeah.
just because, I mean, we're all busy, but I assume they have a million things on their mind at the time of
Yeah.
release. But that's just my assumption. I don't know how you all feel.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Yes, and from the discussion earlier in the last meetings, I had the impression that it was the documentation specialist. And as you said,
Yeah.
Ludwig, when needed or when feel like
Yeah.
it's needed. So it's not a must, but maybe if there are
Yeah,
questions and they need to clarify it.
yeah.
So.
Because I mean, it's only happened once since I've been doing documentation for
Yeah.
my section. But one time I didn't have to do any documentation because the team was doing all back end improvements.
Yeah.
So it didn't affect how the user used the system. So, so there may be times that I don't need to talk to product owners or, of course, I have a very accessible product owner. I've bugged her often.
And maybe we can distinguish between like updating an existing documentation page to the next release, and distinguish between, or the second one would be writing a new page. A new app is there, a new page, which is much more work, and maybe it's much more needed there to contact POs, maybe to have a new page created. So maybe this is another thought.
that.
So I kind of see our document, the result of this discussion, kind of a document in our wiki for the documenters to know what they can do and what is offered. And I guess this would be one of this. And on the other hand, there should be something on the PO side exists, so the POs know that this could happen. And at first that this group exists, and so the documenters might reach out in these cases. I don't know how you're organized at the moment.
So, I think, we have a POs meeting on the 17th next Wednesday. So here's a couple of options. One is Martina. Well, I guess I am putting Martina on the spot after she comes back from holiday. But either you, Ludwig, or Martina could come to the POs meeting next week and just, give a quick overview of the team and just say how the team will engage with POs. So that's one way. The other way is, second would be for me to do it, at that meeting. That's another option. A third option is, to, once, draft, once you have this in draft and have how, you could post something in the PO Slack channel that says, hey, I'm the convener for the documentation working group. This is how we'll, this is what we do. As you guys, most of you should already know. And, just know that, through, throughout the development life cycle, we'll reach out to you, just to make sure we know what we should be, documenting and what questions we might have. So those are the options I'm thinking of, but what do you guys think?
I'm sorry, Ludwig. I will be there next week on the PO meeting. I missed the last one. Sorry, Kalila, but I will be there next week at the PO meeting.
I could attend as well, if you tell me at which time it is, but I guess you only know the US time.
I think it's 5 at hours,
Okay.
but let me check.
Okay. Maybe I will discuss this with Martina afterwards, how we are doing that.
And you can always send something in the Slack channel as a reminder.
Okay. And so let's go on with the list. What we also discussed is that there should, or that the POs should somehow have in when they're working on the program, they are changing something that could affect documentation. And we discussed if it would be possible to have a standardized label for this case in the Jira. We suggested a doc needed. Would that be possible, or yeah?
Ludwig, I think so. I'm just checking to see what other doc labels are in existence in Jira, just because before I say so I know there's a documentation label and there's a needs. I'm just gonna see if there's a needs documentation and needs documentation. So if this group doesn't use any of those labels, then we can create a label that's specific for this group tracking what documentation POs think is needed.
Stefan?
I'm the product owner of e-usage and documentation specialist in one person. So, and I created the issues directly to the UX prod issue. So, and I linked it together. So, and then I can see which documentation I have to write. So it could be another approach to do this without a label.
So,
go
may I
ahead.
just respond to Stefan, which is a wonderful idea. But for those who are not using extra tickets, so I think, Stefan, if I understood you right, you have your own tickets for documentation in our documentation Jira area.
Yes, that's
But
right.
yeah, but some don't. And we would like to have, or from what I understood about this standardized label is that it's very in low effort, like putting this label on a Jira ticket is very easy to do for a PO maybe, instead of for us documentation specialist, we are writing our own Jira tickets, and probably this is not something the PO need or the PO knows about. And they have to link and find the Jira ticket. Maybe I misunderstood you, Stefan. Please respond if I misunderstood. But the idea of the standardized label is that it's very low effort and putting. And what I just a personal thought, what I like about the doc needed that the doc, the DOC, is in front. The first word. So if you type in the label search DOC, then you get an auto suggest, and then you know exactly this label is the one, and you can click. So, but this was just a thought.
Or we can use both of them.
Oh, of course, both approaches are wonderful. Yes, of course.
In the first step, we can use the label, and then we create the ticket in the docs project, and then we link together the tickets. And so the POs can see the tickets that are linked to their UX prod issues. So it could be an approach. So,
So I just
but I'm open for all solutions.
want to understand about the doc label. So is this doc label for POs to assign to so that the working group knows what stories we think documentation is needed, or is it for the working group?
The first one. Oh, yeah.
From what I understood is
Yeah.
that the PO knows there's something changing and it's worth documenting. Or
Okay.
it changes and it needs to be updated in the documentation. So, and that's what I was referring. This maybe adding a label is maybe not that much effort for a PO. And then the documentation specialist can filter or know about those. I think this is how I understood this
Yeah.
suggestion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Ross.
As the person who is writing documentation but not doing any of the development, I really would appreciate this tagging so that so that I know and don't miss something when I'm working on documentation, because I do think that the product owner and the teams working on it definitely know when something is new, and I would hate to inadvertently miss something. So I fully support this idea.
Everybody's giving thumbs up, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this definitely is a very simple process change. So I think we can introduce that to POs. I can send a note out, saying for documentation that you fit, that you feel needs to be created or updated in the, you know, by the working group, please add this label. And then I assume that this group will create, someone will create a filter to track this information.
Yeah, sounds good. So, are we done with this point? I guess we came to a solution, so let's move on to the next one. Yeah, we kind of discussed a bit if it would be possible to have a collaborative editing space for the tandem of, do you say that in English? Tandem? No. For the PO and the documentation specialists, instead of writing Slack messages forth and back and forth. But it's somehow yeah, okay, thank you. And yeah, I kind of had the idea that Slack also provides a functionality like this one, so you could create a canvas, but we wanted to hear what's your idea about this?
So I guess my question is to the group is, I have a couple of questions based on this.
Yeah.
Are you, is it difficult? Are you, are some of you having some difficulty getting information or feedback from APO with regard to like documentation? Is it just, is it challenging, or and it's not, and I'm not trying to throw a PO under the bus. I'm just curious as to, you know, is it challenging as far as in, you know, getting, you know, like, or you're having a hard time with some POs where it's like pulling teeth. I know I'm using a lot of slang here, sorry, but it's really difficult to get the information you need to update or write documentation. Okay, I
I'll
hear
say
sign.
that
Okay, go ahead.
it's I work with a great PO, and so I have no complaints there. The reason that I would find this most useful is just kind of to double check myself and make sure that
Yeah.
nothing falls through, that I just overlook when I'm doing the documentation. Or else if it's something that I'm didn't realize how important it was. I mean, I do try to update my documentation and then go through and use my documentation in the system. But for me, it would also probably alleviate me having to contact my PO. You know, because as we said earlier, they're real busy, and not that we're not all busy, but they're trying to get everything ready for launch, and you know, me emailing or messaging her would could slow some, it might slow something down that she's trying to work on. So if while they're moving through and if they tag it, then that just, I think it makes it a little more efficient.
So it's, it sounds like the, you know, tagging, I think, you know, tagging with doc needed. I also think making sure the PO at mentions their, you know, the corresponding documentation specialist when there's a change. Sunflower has presented a lot of changes. There's a lot of C, there's many CSPs that have actually quite a bit of new functionality. And so, one of the things I'm going to go back to POs on is say, hey, make sure you review the list of documentation specialists, add that label, but also reach out to them to tell them, hey, here are some changes that, with these CSPs that are going to impact the documentation. So that's, that's one thing I'm learning from listening to folks here. As far as the collaborative editing space, rather than sending back and forth via Slack or Teams, I think that makes sense. I guess the question would be, what's the best form? Is it to have a documentation working group and POs channel, or is it again kind of one-on-one between the specialists and the PO or POs that they are working with?
If I can just add a comment, I couldn't figure out how to raise my hand in Zoom, so I'll just butt in. The collaborative editing part, for the POs to read documentation updates and provide feedback, I think that's reasonable. And again, I'm new to this group, but I've worked with Amelia, and she'll read what I'm thinking and say, okay, that's good. I'd be more hesitant to introduce a collaborative editing space. I don't know what Slack Canvas is, but I don't know if that's overkill that we need to introduce a new tool to do collaborative editing with the PO. I'm not sure that they'd be very keen on that either, but certainly having them read and provide feedback is something that I would do.
Yeah, because if it's collaborative, then at what point are we not needed and the bulk of the work is, if the PO doesn't like what we've written and they rewrite something, even though they're probably not going to rewrite the whole thing, at what point are we working at, we're duplicating effort, I guess.
Yeah, and I, somehow I think kind of the pre-documentation, so when you're writing the documentation, do the POs read the documentation before it gets published?
Maybe I could give a comment here. So every documentation specialist has its own workflow,
Yeah.
like when to start, how to contact POs, and they are already in con some of them are already
Yeah.
in great contact. We heard it in this meeting already. So this was kind of like the suggestion that if someone would like to have feedback on a written paragraph or a page, and maybe to say, hey, please, PO, can you just read through it? Is this okay like this? Or did I miss or did I get something wrong? So this is again an option. So if needed, that they can work on the same document in, for example, in the Canvas space in Slack, which is, I think, a tab. Probably in a private message, there's a tab and you can open up a canvas. So maybe this could be a nice feature for some of us, not all of us. Maybe again, if we have new pages in our documentation website for new apps, maybe this is a little bit more needed to say, hey, this is my documentation draft, and we could then read through it and maybe just correct or comment on directly instead of doing back and forth, sending back and forth documents, probably. So just a couple of thoughts. So, but each of us, and we have a lot of new writers, maybe Kalila, this group started years ago, and there were wonderful documentation specialists. And in the last 2 years, we changed the or a lot of writers left, documentation specialists left, and new came along. So in the last 2 years, there was a lot of changes. Just Kalila, to let you know that this we are shifting from those who are starting the documentation and the pages, and then new writers come and take over those pages and go from there. So just a little history from our group.
So I guess we will put this point as an option, and we will state out that it's kind of how you work together, and you need to define it as a team of PO and documentation specialist.
I agree. I think it is important for POs to review that, you know, that to we should be working together, and that's why I'm obviously on this call. And I do think it's helpful for POs to I think you should ping POs to review the documentation. You know, and I agree. It's not to rewrite the documentation. It's just more to verify that what you have aligns with what we're doing. Folio changes so fast that I think it's just really important to say, hey, can you just verify I didn't miss anything? You know, given we might have a thing that's a small fix that actually might be a big thing. It's just that we didn't realize how big it might be, you know, with respect to documentation. So I agree.
And I'll say also with, I mean, being one of the documentation specialists, I don't know how many others are in the same situation that I'm in, but when we upgrade in January, this will be the first time that we are on the newest version. So we generally stayed behind at A&M two versions. Just so the bugs would be worked out before we migrated. And there were a lot of times when I'm trying to juggle, okay, what am I writing the documentation with for, and what are we working with? And I'll have a colleague come to me and say, can we do this in bulk edit? And I'll say, yeah, we can do that in bulk edit. And then I realize that it's in a later release. So, you know, sometimes it's hard to keep track of things just from our lived experience.
Yeah, I can understand this problem. Okay. Should we move on to the next one since the time is running? And I guess this is the first time we will use the entire hour of our meeting. Be sure to capture all changes and capabilities in release notes across the board. I guess this somehow links to the list Kalila sent me beforehand. Am I feeling right? Because I opened.
You are correct.
So I might switch because I copied it here, and you also made some suggestions. So maybe at a center, please not moving the change in the app. So, no, this is the wrong one. So, would you like to go through these ideas you pointed out?
Sure.
Yeah.
So one thought, and this came out of the PO's meeting from last week, was on the docsfolio.org page to include a link to the release notes. So, and so I provided a link. So that first one is, a suggestion, if it's possible, on docs.folio.org to add a link to the release notes page. And the link that I provided links it, is a table that links to all release notes. So like has been mentioned, you may be on one version and it's not the latest version. At least you could say it maybe have ready, if you're in that document, you can on the docs page maybe give additional access point to the release notes from there.
So you think if I'm just showing this the page, so you think kind of in this area and then in each of these areas kind of to the right
It, you know, I'm
page
not, I mean,
or
navigation wise, it could be, on the top menu bar, because those links, like developers and Project Wiki, already go to an external
yeah.
URL. So maybe it goes there. I don't think, I mean, if you can make the, I think it's kind of up to, what you think is best for users. It's just a suggestion, to incorporate the release notes on the page. But again, it's a suggestion, for the group. It doesn't mean you got to go with it. There could be, good reasons not to go with the suggestion, but just it's just a, a thought we had. So that's the first one. The second one, we are also thinking about how we can add more help in Folio, and so, and how we can, make it more. It's not as available as we should. And I think some of the things I heard from WolfCon is, hey, I didn't know that was being released, or I don't know how this really works, and so we need to expose that, the great, figure out ways to expose more of the help documentation that this group provides, along with, what might be available, directly from the PO, maybe from a wiki page, or through help info tips, or from tool tips and et cetera. So, 2A just represents a UX design proposal for how to show search tips in Folio per app. So, please take a look at the proposal of UX designs, and feel free to respond in comments in that story as to which one you think would be of use for you, and for what you think would be use for users. 2B is a UX design to add a link to the release notes from the Folio landing page. So that's something that has been discussed amongst POs. Again, a way to get the information out there a little bit more broadly about release notes. 2C is to link a release notes to the setting system information page. So again, just adding another way of getting to this information. Also, with regard to the help icon, the docs.folio that links to docs.folio.org, one of the things that Kimi, our Folio UX designer, and I've discussed is making it contextual, meaning if you click on inventory, the link just doesn't take you to docs.folio.org, but it takes you to the inventory section of docs.folio.org. So again, just getting the user a bit closer to that documentation that you provide. And then 2E is next year we will bring back recorded sprint demos. And this is a way for the group to know what's happening much sooner than you know today. Because if you know anything, it's probably because of a UAT right now, or it's because maybe the PO said, "Oh, I'm going to present at the acquisition SIG or at Bella." So by bringing back recorded sprint demos, we hope we one it's going to be more bite-sized, so maybe easier to update documentation, and two, you just know what's going on ahead of time.
So this is kind of because I was wondering what this is because I didn't I wasn't there when it existed. So it's kind of an update of the PO about what they are currently working on in this sprint, right? Yeah. Okay.
Sprints are 2 weeks, and so the
Ah, okay.
team
Yeah.
is going to record work they would like to highlight to the community. Now,
Yeah,
some of that
okay.
work
Yeah.
could be work that resonates with all of us. Some of it could be very back-end work,
Yeah.
but at least it gives you an opportunity to know what's happening sooner than later.
Okay. So I get that. Okay. I guess this,
Go ahead.
no, I guess this will be very helpful for this group, yeah.
They are
And
very,
to the
very good.
users,
They
yeah.
are very, very good. I know them from Dennis and Joe, so they're really good.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So the hope is we get all teams to adopt. They may not be as smooth as Dennis and Joe's, but at least we get all the teams to present and then post those recordings to the YouTube channel. And we're working on providing more details on functionality per app and workflow. A link I have is like what Magda, who and Christine have been working on as far as in the on the release notes. Basically, taking a page to describe an app and what all the changes related to that app. Because right now, if you are a user or a documentation, group here, a specialist, you got to sift through a lot of stuff. And so the hope is that we can m make it much easier to find out what was done, what was changed, versus having to look at maybe five different areas, maybe over t you know I'm not saying we won't still have that issue. We will. I think we'll just, start getting better about it in time. So those are a couple of things. One final thing is I will be presenting to POs an ask to add more tooltips and info popovers to functionality so that at that link, in the case of info tip popovers, and Martina uses them really well with the service interaction functionality, is that you can provide a brief over brief one to one sentence about the functionality and then click a learn more link that then takes you to the help documentation. So again, this is another way to remind POs of patterns that they need to add, like add a link to the help documentation. Make sure it's not to just the one page, the generic page, to the landing page, but to the actual content related to the field or related to the action. And so that's another thing that I'm working on as well.
Yeah, I really like this idea because I think as a user this is very helpful if you're landing not on a landing page but on the page where you will find an answer to your problem. So making this contextual I guess is a really good idea. So I think we're fine with that. So.
Yeah, so these are some ideas. Another thing is I do really think it's good. I hope that all the POs and the documentation specialists reach out to POs, because I know there are POs that create help doc like well not help they create documentation. They create whether it's Amelia with the UAT and recordings related to enhancements to custom fields, or Ryan with data related to setting records for deletion. The problem is POs put that documentation in many areas, and we don't always update this. Lola knows this with authorities. I have a tips and tricks for authorities. I don't always update that. So I hope in the conversations with the documentation specialists and the POs, there's a conversation about what help documentation you provide. And then determine if what additional, and I say what POs provide as, it's supporting materials, whatever you want to call it, because it would be nice to one, make sure we're aligned, determine which page in the case of POs maybe should no longer be de should be deprecated so it's not redundant. And two, what page, what information the POs have created might or should be linked to the docs.folio.org page related to that content. Because what I ideally want to do is make sure that users are driven as much as possible, not to the wiki in some cases, but they start their search for help with docs.folio.org. Because that's a consistent, that's the source of truth, that's what it should be. And they're using the wiki for additional information versus maybe using the wiki and then not moving to the step we need them to go to, which is what you guys are working on. All right, I'm going to be quiet and go on mute.
Yeah, I'm not so sure how to proceed now, because we have 10 minutes left, and I think this conversation has been very helpful so far, and we made a lot of progress with the different topics. And I'm not so sure, do we have to agree on something with your lists? Because I,
I think it's just more feedback. If you take a look at the user stories and provide feedback, provide additional suggestions like, hey, this is great, but what about this? We want this to be as collaborative as possible. So there's no thumbs up, thumbs down per se, or next steps on that part. It's just providing feedback. That's really key. And yes, thank you all for the conversation.
Yeah, and I will speak to Martina how we will transport this into the PO group
Yes.
afterwards.
Yes, we can do that.
Because, yeah.
And maybe, well, we will meet in February. Maybe some points we need to discuss, or we need to just discuss, or maybe talk about then as well. There, from Khalila's suggestions here, maybe. I'm thinking about the access to search help, which has a wonderful component. As far as I know, it is suggested that it is on the left corner, if where the keyboard shortcuts are, and then you can have those search help documentation there in this spot where you're searching, and you need to know which fields is searched how, and there was, I think there was a suggestion that this information can also be shown in our website. So maybe we can take at least the 2A to our next meeting to discuss a little further
Yeah.
what we can use there for our documentation page.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to say that what Martina is talking about, we're not trying to re-duplicate what the search documentation in docs.folio.org has, because that's comprehensive. What we want to give with that modal that Martina's talking about is just a general overview of some basically some search tips. Hey, this is how you use wildcard in this app. Hey, this is the keyword search. This is the default search. This is how you truncate. That's the intent of the modal, and it will provide a link that takes the user to the comprehensive search documentation that's available on docs.folio.org.
Okay. So I guess we can wrap this process up and we will discuss the points we just talked about in the next meeting. And so no one did put anything else on the agenda. And so I guess, are there any questions left open?
No questions from me.
Okay, so I really thank you, Kalila, for coming to our meeting and inviting me to your PO meeting next week. And I guess we really have a good process. We did start a good process here. So I'm German. I know we are always saying something good is very hard for me. So
It's not German, that's Schwäbisch.
maybe it's my own problem. Okay, so I guess I thank you and goodbye.
Thank you
To
all.
Bye,
and
everybody.
holidays.
Have a
Happy
happy
holidays.
year.
Yeah, see you
Yeah.
next year.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.